And I want to follow up just real quickly with several points, and then we'll be moving to the next part, which is celebration of new life in Christ, which is our baptismal service. You know, this is very close to my heart. I feel like it is a way that we are able to speak truth into people's life. How many have ever heard the old adage, it doesn't matter how much you know until they know how much you care? And many times we as a church, we see people that are lost, and all we want to do is to explain to them how their lives needs to be straightened out, but yet they don't have that relationship. And what this does is it builds a platform for us to be able to share our faith. When we reach out, and somebody says, well, how? Well, look at how Jesus worked. Jesus fed 5,000 people. Jesus healed. Jesus spent time with them. He went to their homes. He invested in them. And as he invested in them, the door was open for him to share about new life. And God wants to do that in each of our lives. And I want each one of you to know that God has a part for you to play. Real quickly, and again, I'm not going to be real long, but it won't take me but a few moments. I want God to open our eyes. I may want to have an open eye to the Lord. We sing a song here called Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Open my eyes of my heart that I might see you. Well, how does that happen? How do we have open eyes before God? Well, first, we've got to open our heart. Our heart has to be open for the Lord. How many know that God doesn't go after your head first? He says he's looking for a heart to sow into. He's looking for a heart. Our heart represents our soul. Our heart represents our very being. When we talk about falling in love with someone, we don't talk about how my mind fell in love with him. They broke my heart, or I gave my heart to them. I can remember when I first started dating Vicky, you know, before we got to know each other, and, you know, she was a girl that I was attracted to, but I really wasn't sold. It wasn't until I built the relationship and I began to express my love, I gave my heart to her. Now, before I gave my heart to her, I could get away from her, couldn't I? You know, I could, you know, other girls would be, oh, she's pretty too. They're all pretty. You know, we sort of like, and a lot of people like to date God, you know, play the field. Lord, I want to play the field. I want you to love me and hang on there and be there for me. You're my safe person. But Lord, I want to sort of play the field and do my own thing. But I mean to tell you, when my heart was given to my wife, there was no other woman that was going to steal it away. There was no other woman that I was going to look at the same way. There was no other woman that I was going to be willing to do things for, because I had a hungry heart, because I had a pliable heart, because I had a heart that was truly devoted to her. Then there was some other things that was created. There was a unity that was created that would be a partnership for life. And what God wants out of each one of us, before we ever give him our talents, our abilities, what we can do. Some of you may be able to sing. Some of you may be able to teach. You may be a great carpenter. You may have great talents. But God does not want that first. He wants your heart. He wants you to give him your heart. Because if he can get your heart, he'll get everything else. Listen to what the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 45. It says, a good man out of a good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we want to have an open heart for the Lord. And the first thing you need to do is give your heart to him. That means your desires, your purpose, your destiny, everything about you. Say, Lord, I give it to you. Whatever you decide what's best for me, Lord, that's what I want to do, because I know you love me the most. He loves us. Oh, how much he loves us. And so when you give the Lord your heart, you're giving him your entire self. Then once you give him an open heart, then he can begin to work through your open mind. It amazes me, we live in a society that talks about being open-minded to everything but God. You'll be open-minded to other people. Be open-minded to whatever people say, other opinions. When you start talking about God, no, we don't want to talk about God. Just shut down and don't want to talk about him at all. Why? Because he can't be defined by them. He can't be controlled by them. It's amazing. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, they turned over their worship. Instead of the Creator, they started worshiping the creation. And then we worship men, and we worship political processes, or we worship all kinds of things, and we close our mind off from God. But when you give your heart to the Lord, God begins to work in your mind, and what you couldn't see before all of a sudden becomes perfectly clear to you. The Bible says right now we see through a clouded window, but in that day that we see him face to face, everything that we've dealt with in our life will become more clear to us. And so what do we need to do when we're walking through a life that's full of fog? We need to have someone that has a sight that can see through the fog and to the other side. And he allows that purpose that has been given to you in your heart to be impressed upon your mind, and he begins to show you things. The Bible makes it clear, very clear, that the things that God speaks is foolishness to the world. Why do we get discouraged? Why do we get fearful when the world looks at us and says, what you believe is nonsense? They said it 2,000 years ago that what we believe would be foolishness to the world. But can I tell you, those things that God gives you will confound those very ones that we call wise when we walk in faith and let God work in our lives. So having an open heart leads to a mind that begins to see God more clearly. And finally, I believe with all of my heart that an open heart that leads to an open mind will lead to open hands. How many know you can't give something away if you don't open up your hands? Amen. See, give me your keys, Davis. Okay? I don't give no money because you might take your money. If I say, Davis, I want to give you something, and he reaches out to take it, and my hand stays closed, and he can come and try to get it away from me, try to grab it there, Davis. But until I let it go, I'm not giving. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint. When you're working for the kingdom, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. When you're doing things for the Lord, there are going to be people that use you. There are going to be people that abuse you. When you're doing things for the Lord, you're going to have to endure some suffering. But some of us, when we endure, we start closing the hands. And it's, I'll give to someone when they deserve what I have to give. Aren't you glad Jesus didn't look at you that way? Aren't you glad that he didn't look at you with a closed fist and say, when you start acting right, then I'll release it to you. That's not the way my God works. My God opened his hands, and when he shows me his hands, he shows me the evidence of what he has done for me. Not only did he give me, he gave me everything he had. He gave me his earthly life. He bore the suffering for my sins. He bore it all, and he opened his hands for you and for me. And what does he want us to do? He wants us to give us our heart to him. He wants us to open our mind to him. And then he wants us to release our gifts and our blessings, not for our own benefit, but for the building of his kingdom. What can we do with open hands? We can change a community. This is my last point, last verse. But whosoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Matthew chapter 25, I'll go back to that. I don't, you know, and I'm not a judgmental person. I know what I think. If you want to know what I think, we can have a personal conversation. But what I think doesn't matter. Because ultimately you stand before a righteous and just God who knows every heart and he knows every mind and he knows everything about you. And when you stand before him, you'll have to give an account to him. But here he gives us hints about his judgment. And one of the things he hints to us about judgment is this. When I was naked, did you clothe me? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was in prison, did you visit me? As you did to the least of these, you did it unto me. Open hands. See, when we minister to young people in this community by feeding their families, we're opening the door for an opportunity to win someone to Jesus. Opening our hearts so that he can open our minds so that we can open our hands in faith. How many know that that's a wonderful and beautiful thing to be able to participate in? Let God work in your life. Amen. And well, if you can come to the piano real quick. We're going to get ready to transition. That's my little information from you. Oh, that God would open our eyes so that we may clearly see what he has for us. I'm going to ask those that are being baptized in water.